Mission Network News, 4.5 minute version for Wednesday, July 13, 2005, in 3, 2, 1. Dennis survivors begin cleanup as another storm threatens. Ministries are responding. Zimbabwe's economic crisis hurts ministry, and kids are making a difference in Bangladesh. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. We begin today in the Caribbean, where Hurricane Dennis survivors are mopping up even as Tropical Storm Emily revs up. Food for the Poor's Angel Loma says this is going to be a rough hurricane season.
The fifth named tropical storm already for this season is heading directly to the area of Haiti once again, which is a record for any season. We have never had five named storms by this time already.
Much of the storm damage was to housing in Jamaica and Haiti. Aloma says relief supplies are already being handed out from their warehouse in the area. Being prepared was helpful for quick response when Hurricane Ivan tore through last year. As for ministry,
it's very difficult when your house is blown down, when your roof is blown off, when you have no food to preach God's words and not to offer a helping hand. So by seeing that helping hand from their church organizations, from their pastors, they are recognizing that God's goodness is alive through us.
Meanwhile, it's been years in the making, but the Book of Hope International's new evangelistic tool made its premiere in Argentina recently with incredible results. It's called The God Man, a 3D animated film on the life of Christ that's geared toward kids. Book of Hope's Rob Hoskins says they blanketed the area with their Book of Hope distribution to get kids to the film showing.
We were able to reach in one neighborhood about 26,000 kids and then invite them to the film at the end of the week. We had over 3,000 show up for the movie. And of those 3,000, over 600 gave their hearts to Jesus Christ.
While it's available in English and now Spanish, more languages are to follow, says Hoskins.
We are working very aggressively to put it in Portuguese. We are moving forward with the Arabic. We have permission to get on Indian national television, so we'll be doing it in 7 Indian languages. We have put French to the front burner because of some opportunities we have in French-speaking Africa.
It costs up to $20,000 for each language dub, and funding is needed. You're listening to Mission Network News. Zimbabwe's economic crisis continues to worsen. Skyrocketing prices for fuel, food, and the lack of jobs are adding to the problem. It's getting so bad that the Ministry of the Bible League is being seriously affected. According to the area director, they've had to reduce office hours due to lack of fuel for transportation. With office vehicles grounded, the churches can't get needed materials. Pray that God would provide for the ministry needs and for comfort in this difficult time. Next, Far East Broadcasting Company reports that power rates in the Philippines have increased drastically in the past few months. As a result, FEBC's overseas service has seen a 40% spike in the cost of electricity for the broadcast through DXAS. For more than a quarter century, the station's been broadcasting the hope of Christ to listeners from Basilan to Mindanao. Continue to pray for this challenge to their outreach. The team is praying for partners to help keep them on the air. And OMS International wants kids to go on mission trips to Bangladesh. Through their Kids Can Do education program, kids can take a virtual mission trip and make a huge difference, says Susie Howard of OMS.
A lot of Sunday schools and VBSs, the children will actually raise money for a project, but sometimes they really don't know what they're doing. And so by educating the children, they have a better idea of who these people are. They have more compassion for them. We'll tend to pray for them more at home and hopefully someday be even open to thought of going somewhere else and doing something.
It's a program not just for kids, but for adults who want to help develop missions-minded kids.
I think sometimes we have a tendency to want to give our leftovers, and I guess I would hope that people would desire to really invest themselves in what God's doing around the world. One of the other things, too, is for adults to see the value of encouraging and challenging and helping kids catch a vision for God's world.
Go to our website to learn more. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like to financially support this radio ministry, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. If you do it online, we'll send you a newly designed Mission Network News t-shirt. Go to missionnetworknews.org, where you can also find short-term mission trip opportunities and more. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.